وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب for all your duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we are discussing the story of the life story of Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala an. His name was Sa'id. His father was Amir ibn Khudaym and his mother was Arwa. He embraced Islam before the Battle of Khaybar. After embracing Islam, he emigrated to Medina Munawwara, and the Battle of Khaybar was the first battle in which he participated. He then joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all the other battles. When Abbas ibn Ghanam radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu appointed Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the governor of Hims. The asceticism and piety of Ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala an had reached the level of perfection. While he was the governor of Hims, he lived in such a poor state that one could not distinguish between him and ordinary poor people. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Hims, he asked for a list of all the poor people of the city so that he could make appropriate arrangements for them. When the list was presented to him, he noticed the name of Sa'id bin Ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala. So he asked, "Who is this Sa'id ibn Amir?" The people said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is our governor and your governor whom you appointed." He was astonished and asked, "He is your governor and yet he is in the list of poor people? What does he do with the wage which he receives?" The people replied, "He does not even touch that money." On hearing of this asceticism and abstinence, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu began crying and immediately sent a bag of 1,000 dinars to Sa'ad ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the instruction to use the amount for his needs. The moment Hazrat Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw it, he said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." To Allah do we belong, and to Him is our return. So his wife asked, "Is everything okay? Allah forbid, has any calamity befallen the Amir al-Mu'minin?" He replied, "A more serious matter has arisen." His wife asked, "What? Has a resurrection approached?" He replied, "It is more dangerous than the resurrection." She said, "Tell me, what is the matter?" He replied, "The world has come to me with its trials and tribulations." She said, "Then do something about it." He placed the entire amount in a large bag and spent the entire night in Salah. When the Islamic army passed by the next morning, he gave the entire amount to it so that it could be used for their needs. Seeing to the welfare of his subjects and consoling them was his salient quality. No matter where he was ruling, he was concerned about the welfare of his subjects. The people of Sham were extremely pleased with him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him on one occasion, "Why do the people of Sham love you so much?" He replied, "In addition to ruling over them, I show concern for their welfare and well-being." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was most pleased with this and wanted to give him 10,000 dinars. He refused to accept it and said, "The income from my horses and slaves is sufficient for me. I want to serve the Muslims solely for Allah's pleasure." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu insisted that he take the amount and should not refuse it. So he added, "Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave me an amount on one occasion, and I also gave him the same reply as you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, 'If Allah ta'ala gives you without your asking for it, you must accept it. It is a gift from Allah.' So we learn from this that if we receive anything from Allah ta'ala without having asked for it or seeking it, then its acceptance is neither disliked nor is it considered to be israf, hankering after something which is a bore." This was said by Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah ali to the ulama of Dioban, and it was approved by them. In fact, some of the doubts and misgivings which they had in this regard was removed. There is a difference of opinion with regard to the year of his passing away. Some say he passed away in the year 19 Hijri, while others say 21 Hijri. He was 40 years old at the time of his death. Hadith Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an will now discuss a little bit about him. His name is Zayd. His kunyat is Abu Talha, and he is from the Amr ibn Malik branch of the Najjar family. He was also among the small band of people from Medina Munawwara who went to Makkah Mukarrama to pledge bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu enjoyed one additional honor during this pledge when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam appointed him as the naqib, the headman of the Ansar. The incident surrounding the death of one of his sons is a very heart-rending incident. In the course of his son's illness, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the Masjid al-Nabawi. In the meantime, his son passed away. His wife, Umm Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anha, buried him and impressed on the family members not to inform Abu Talha about the son's death. When Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned, a few Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were with him. He asked his wife, "How is my son?" She replied, "He is better than how he was previously." So Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu continued conversing with the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. A meal was presented. They all ate and departed. When they departed, Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhum came into the house and husband and wife lied down on one bed. Umm Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anhu informed him about the death of their son in the latter part of the night and said, "He was entrusted to us by Allah ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken back what he entrusted to us. We have no say in the matter." Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." To Allah do we belong, and to Him is our return. He exercised patience over the demise of his son. This incident is related in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif through different narrations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to greatly value Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu's enthusiasm and love for Islam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Hajj and had his head shaven at Mina, he distributed the hair of his right side to several people, but all the hair of his left side was given to Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was overjoyed by this. He felt as if all the treasures of both the worlds were given to him. When the following verse was revealed, "لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ." You will never be able to acquire perfection in virtue until you spend something of what you love. The Ansar broke their bags of money, and those who had valuables brought them to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and presented them to him as charity. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave his orchard, Birha, in charity. This orchard was a very valuable property of his. It had a well whose water was extremely sweet and tasty. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to drink it with much relish. The orchard was in front of Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu's property and Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person arrived one day and had no arrangements for staying anywhere. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah ta'ala will show mercy to the person who hosts this traveler. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and said, I will host him. There was no food in his house except for his children. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to his wife, put the children off to sleep and extinguish the lamp by acting as if you are trying to put it right. Our guests will eat whatever we have, and we will move our mouths as if we are eating. They fed the guests, and in this way, while the entire household remained hungry. When Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the next morning, he read the following verse to him. It was revealed in reference to Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his family. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. They give preference to others over their own selves while they themselves are in poverty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah ta'ala is most pleased with your deed of last night. Can there be any bounty greater than Allah's pleasure? He received this by virtue of his generosity and magnanimity. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in the year 51 Hijri. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. These were great examples, expressing the humility and love for Allah, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, abstinence from the world, patience, contentment, etc. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill those qualities in us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.